Yesterday, we reported on a shortage of tone wood, which has for centuries been harvested in South Bohemia to make pianos that even Mozart himself played in Vienna. Today, we bring you the sound of a piano which Mozart actually played in Prague. This is the authentic sound of a hammer piano that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart played in Prague 220 years ago.
Na tento klavír hrál Mozart při své první návštěvě Prahy v roce 1787.
Mozart played this piano during his first visit to Prague in 1787. It was at his public performance in a young ladies' institute, a sort of school for noble women. He was accompanying a young woman from the Sternberg family who sang. This event is commemorated by a plaque that was later attached on the instrument.
Says Dagmar Fialová, director of the Czech Museum of Music in Prague, where the instrument can be seen from now on. The museum has owned the piano since the 1950s, and for years it was displayed at the Bertramka mansion, where Mozart stayed during his visits to Prague. Since it was in bad repair, the museum commissioned its restoration, which was completed last year.
Klavír byl takovém poměrně,
It was in a poor state. So we sent it to Vienna, where it was repaired by the Austrian restorer Albrecht Czernin under the supervision of musical instrument historian Alfons Huber.
The restorers found out the piano can be more than a mute exhibit. It can still play because its structure is stable and the soundboard is in good condition. Yet the mechanical parts are very frail, so the piano gets out of tune after some 15 minutes of playing. The 2-meter mahogany piano on four legs was made around 1785 in the workshop of the Viennese piano maker Franz Christoph, which makes it even more unique since only 3 instruments by Christoph have been preserved to this day.
Tento nástroj je zvláštní a vzácný tím, že se
This instrument is also special because it has remained in a nearly authentic state. Compared to the famous Mozart grand piano displayed in Salzburg, most of the strings of our instrument are original.
Je na něm většina původního ostrunění.